Reports are coming in of a widespread chaos. We've been tracking the movements of this so-called 40th Day Initiative. And we see no cause for concern.
Worst zoo ever.
That is really
now funny. No zoo.
Seriously, such a good final line. Hi, you welcome to Platforms. You've stumbled across us on the net, or maybe you are a regular viewer, and if so, welcome to you as well. This is Platforms. My name is Josh. I'm one of your hosts. Did you do the lower third thing?
I did it again. I'll do it again for you. There you go.
Yeah. The thing on the bottom says was beaten by Medicare.
Again.
I tried very hard to get a Medicare card today to no avail because they hate me. I think this country doesn't want me to have any sort of medical
support.
That
would be because you're from New Zealand.
New Zealand. Anyway, that wonderful voice is, of course, Dave Kaziki, my co-host for this show. He is in a two-shot today because he's brought with him a very good friend and incredibly funny member of our chat room for a while now.
Stop it. Keep going.
Nathan, introduce yourself.
I'm Nathan. No, Nacho's Justice.
Enough.
Nacho's Justice from the chat room, everyone.
Yeah,
I've been giving you a lot of shit.
Yeah. So we decided, fuck it, we'll bring you on the show and
absolutely.
Make you stand up.
That's all you have to do to get on the show.
No, you don't say that.
Don't give them any ideas.
What he meant to say was, and a briefcase with unmarked non-sequentials.
Well, there
and
was that too.
We weren't going to talk about. All right.
Okay. I thought we did.
Non-sequential binary code.
But oh no!
No, you didn't. Anyway, if you're wondering what you're here for and what we actually do, we're a games podcast. We're part of the Geek Actually Podcast Network, which is our show, and of course the Geek Actually Show, which is a movies and TV game show. And there is a third one possibly in the works. So stay tuned. We'll tell you a bit more about that. And of course, behind the magic and everything else, whatever it is that you do, I forget. Ah, Jesus Christ!
Is Beardy non McBeardison?
Is Beardy no more?
If anyone is a regular viewer, you will find this incredibly shocking because Davis had a beard.
Promise is a promise.
Exactly.
We had a little thing at the end of last week's show where I refused to stop broadcasting until we hit 150 in the chat room, and Beardy promised that he would be Beardy no more if we did. And true to his word, unlike certain people who were on the show last week, Stubby McFull of Shit, Beardy did do it, and now
I love the way
Bill Collins.
And now you're all desperate for me to grow back quickly.
Yes.
I love the way Matthew put it in the fan page where he said, "What was it? The power of the internet?" And I was like, "Well, there you go. You ask for something enough,
peer pressure."
I hope you're happy, people. Anyway, so that's us, and obviously, what we do is we're a games podcast. We'll be talking. Talking to you about news, we will be reviewing some stuff and of course giving our opinions because that's what we like to do. That's what we're all about, really. And we're going to kick off straight into the news with something that we just found interesting, because obviously everybody's been doing their favorite games of last year and their favorite games of next year and so on and so such,
which we did on episode 12, I believe, Laura's Drunk
well
Show
done.
So you should definitely download that from iTunes immediately.
Jesus
after you
Christ.
Finish watching the
it's
show
it's so weird hearing someone else plug it, but anyway
well, and someone else plug it once.
He was
okay.
drunk. He was
all
drunk.
Right. All right. Okay. All right. I'm moving on. I'm moving on. We're going straight into the thing.
And hello to Uncool Ish, I think might be a mate of the old Josh.
Sorry the old Josh.
Us, but I saw a new friend in the old chat room. Thought I'd bring your attention
so you,
to
it. So you throw it up there. Also, yeah. Angelus Wren. Thank you for showing up as well. However, this story I just found interesting because we've actually got the proper software charts. So we actually know what was the best and worst for last year.
Hit prediction?
And you would be right. Well done. It's really, it was an absolute dominator for Wii. They just killed everyone with sort of no regard. And not only did they take
all quality.
Top, or yeah, they did not only take the top spot, but the top two spots. It was Wii and then DS. And then PS3. However, it is nice to see
was
PS3.
It Wii Sports? Wii Sports Resort?
No, I'm just talking about consoles. This is just
apparently
consoles.
They actually said that the Wii console actually outsold all the other consoles combined.
And I'd like to see the 8 millionth on that list would be the PSP Go. Which is sold, I think, today, one.
All right.
Well, and
all
it was returned.
It was. What the fuck?
I think Nintendo needs to thank their new spokesperson. Here he is.
My eyes. He's got clothes on.
It's so cool seeing that. He is just like the most... He's the best.
He's the perfect Mario. Come on. He should be hired by Nintendo.
Yeah. Except for there'd be too many things that would happen.
For our audio room, I'm bringing up the Ron Jeremy dressed as Mario picture again.
Again. For the second week in a row.
I just love that picture.
Anyway. So yes, that was obviously the thing. Obviously coming in last was 360. Which came in right at the tail end. And this is a further proof of what we've been saying for a while now, that they really need to reinvent themselves entirely. Because
all they need to do is stick a Blu-ray player in it, because 90% of the games look better and play better on 360 at a lower resolution.
And as far as being a media hub, it also handles things like Netflix and stuff better than PlayStation
Absolutely.
As well. So it just needs that Blu-ray player.
Look, I can make up words too, like Netflix and Zoom and whatever else. I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, straight after that, I thought I would run into the best-selling games of the year, which of course
another prediction
go for number one straight off.
Wii Sports Resort
actually we'll start from 10.
Do people play that?
We'll start from 10. Pokemon Platinum came in at 10 on Nintendo DS. Halo ODST came in at 9th. Modern Warfare on the PS3 came in at 8th, which was interesting. Wii Play again, every year this game seems to be in there, but yes, that came in at 7th.
Well, considering it's bundled with almost every machine.
Don't tell anyone that. They might cotton on to it. Okay, so Mario Kart came in at 6. I found this one interesting. Wii Play came in, Wii Fit Plus came in at 5th, and Wii Fit came in at 4th. So...
do you know why that is? Because if you go into a shop, we recently purchased a Wii Fit Plus. Yeah. First thing the salesperson says to you is, buy the Wii Fit and then buy the disc for Wii Fit Plus. Because that way you get best of both worlds. Like, no. But that's how they're selling it. They're saying, buy the original and then buy... Because
price-wise,
it works out to the same price.
Look, if it works, it works. Number 3, New Mario, which I actually thought would have come in at 2. But Wii Sports Resort hit number 2.
Awesome game.
And anyway, and Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 on Xbox 360 was number one. Big surprise there. Big surprise. I'm kidding.
Still not familiar with that game.
All right. So, anyway.
Are you taking over Leno's spot at the moment? I bet you won't cost $30 million to get rid of your contract.
Ooh,
as well.
Buzzing. Okay.
What about Uncharted 2?
What about it? What? Oops.
No. Oh, dishing out some justice, huh?
Look, it made a lot of money, but it didn't make those kind of figures.
No, I was reading the figures, and funnily enough, I think Uncharted sold just a little bit more than Borderlands.
It's kind of sad because it really does deserve the awards it got, but we've been over that 1,000 times. So moving on to our next thing, it's really no surprise, and it's only a 20-second piece of news, but Netflix is Wii-bound, and it will be the same system as the PS3 in America, which requires a disc. You will
and
get the
does
disc.
Does anyone care?
And, well, it's interesting you say that, because the only reason I put this in is that if you think about the fact that this is going to help Netflix, if nothing else, because the amount of people with a Wii has been proven.
I know, but I was reading that article, and didn't they say that less than 20% of the people who own their Wii have actually jumped online?
Yeah, exactly. But so, this may be...
And once again, though, this is only relevant, though, to North America.
This is only relevant to North America.
Because nobody else has Netflix. Yeah,
exactly. Well,
don't alienate our American viewers and listeners. They don't know yet that America is not the rest of the world.
I can actually give you some statistics on that and actually tell you that you guys have finally done it. You've broken us through. Our Australian listeners now actually outnumber our American listeners 2-1. So, you got that. And I
cool. So we won something.
I want to eat a kangaroo pie right now. That's how Australian I feel. And not go into work tomorrow and drink a VB.
I had kangaroo sausages once. I really didn't like them.
Yeah, well.
Kangaroo meat is awesome, especially if you've just shotgunned it yourself.
I don't like gamey food.
Sorry, my dad's got a property, so he's like, what do you want for dinner?
All right, well, staying with the Australian traditions, we're just going to have... This is, again, a very short article, but God of War has been passed in Australia, which is surprising to say the least, because we all saw the video where he rips the head off someone, and I even remember sitting there going, oh, wow, that's pretty intense. I wonder if that'll make it through, and apparently it did.
They've probably got the new border now, yeah. Where they've gone. Well, as you'll see later on when we debut a new Alien vs. Predator trailer, the bar has been lowered now.
I think your fan in the chat room, Muscati, is very happy about this. By that post, woo!
It's interesting because, I mean, I think Dave's right. I think there really could have been a push now where they're kind of a little bit careful with what they tell that they can't do. Because, I mean, Left 4 Dead left a sour taste in everybody's mouth. Along came EVP, and there's just too many fans behind that thing to not notice completely. And thankfully, Sega did the right thing and jumped up and said, well, fuck you then. We're not going to bring it out at all. And it seemed to work.
And speaking of EVP, I'll be playing it tomorrow. I just thought I'd drop that in watch you.
Why don't you? Well, I'm sure you'll have a lot to tell us about that later.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to keep it all
but,
to myself.
But, you know, like Dave's been lucky over the last little bit, and this is something that we're going to bring up in this next section. Dave has been lucky enough to go and see some footage of Bioshock 2, which he got
footage.
All sorts of great goodies. So, Dave, why don't you show us some of those goodies that you managed to score, one of which has got me particularly jealous, and I know at least one to two people in the chat room are going to agree with me with that.
We will start
go with that one last.
Go
with that one last because, you know...
Now who's drunk with it?
No, no, that's actually the one I was meaning. You can.
That's why I'm keeping it last.
No, this.
Oh, well.
Yeah,
we start off with the obligatory T-shirt... To see you.
What is it? Just a white T-shirt?
Yeah, it's got...
Just a white T-shirt.
My question is, why aren't you wearing it?
Well, because it's not the Bioshock show, man.
Yeah, it's true.
When we review Bioshock...
Okay, has it got anything on
the
back?
Nice.
Oh, that is cool. Yeah. That is quite cool.
Bring that in the shot.
That's very nice. All right, cool. Get it off.
So I was hoping that it would say on it.
Do want
who's your daddy? But unfortunately, it didn't.
Oh, it was a little District 90.
Yeah, it does. Kind of, doesn't it?
Then you have the soundtrack on the CD.
Oh, hold that up to your camera because you're closer up.
Stolen.
No, because then you get me and
there it is,
and the
there
product.
There it is.
It's all written in that great, you know, sort of post-1950s style. Ooh, that looks very
nice. And
what's the CD, says Angelus?
This...
CD is something that came about before MP3.
They wouldn't know about that. They're probably too young.
And you get a nice
This is the coolest thing ever.
Hold
that up to your camera.
Hold on, here we go.
Oh, yeah. And dude, Dave, show him the coolest thing.
Now it's time to mainline some Eve.
That is so fucking cool.
Oh, yeah.
I am envious.
I am entirely envious. And I've heard between the fingers.
For our audio listeners, I would say it's a glow in the. Basically, a light up screen. But I would actually say that no description would do it benefit. You need to come and have a look at the repeat of the live show.
Yeah.
And to see.
And
that.
The thing that's got Josh.
Fuck you, man. This is so shit.
You want to switch?
Yeah, I'm switching.
Is the.
Entire artbook. Show them how thick this artbook is, man. This is not a small artbook. This is a fucking fat, finger-thick goddamn art book.
It's not the size it counts, Josh.
With many pages of stuff.
Oh, look at that. That's beautiful.
No, and it's not the one that comes with the special edition,
leaving,
dude.
I'm just leaving Josh's face in the corner.
According to Sidog, he says, hey, all that stuff is all pre-order stuff in New Zealand.
Oh, well.
Really? Well, enjoy it in a month, because I've got it now, bitch.
Oh, God. And with that, we have also been...
We're not just talking about this stuff. I actually had a breakdown of stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. No, I wasn't even getting to that stage.
Oh, okay,
yeah, I was just going to.
I'm sorry. Proceed.
I was just going to say we have all these wonderful things to show, and also Dave's going to give us a rundown on what he saw, and also we have a brilliant, and we do mean brilliant. We cut out a lot of stuff out of the actual. Show just to get this in because
this is pretty breaking.
It's pretty breaking. This could possibly be one of the first people that actually see this.
I'm
going to
predict.
All thank you.
Greatest trailer of all time.
And I can't wait to get that on a t-shirt. But what I have to say, Dave, is we have this all to thank from 2K.
From our wonderful friends at 2K, and I promised I'd give her a shout out. So the lovely, the gorgeous, the talented Snez. I wanted to say thank you for a bang up and awesome, awesome time. They actually did a really, really cool job because what they did was they set up a room at the Hyatt down at the Rocks, and it was actually exactly in keeping with BioShock 2, the whole feel of it. It was a very intimate setting. They had like a lot of armchairs out there, and you had about four or five of the developers there, lots of beers, and you know, all the wonderful things. But no, seriously, everyone got one of these goodie bags, and there were maybe four or five people in each media block that went through. So you really did get up close and personal, had a good look at the game, had a nice chat with the guys, and it was a bang-up event. So thank you very much to 2K and to Snez, and I look forward to taking you out to dinner sometime soon. Far be it from me to not be professional.
Well,
on this
that note then, let's have a look at this. What do you reckon?
Yeah, let's check it out.
Rapture is a body delta. I am the voice. And Big Sister is the hand. When Rapture speaks of you, it says only this. Sleep now. Your day is done. Is the world for which you strive. You, alone among the dead.
Awesome looking trailer, Dave. Tell us a bit about the game. What did you see, man?
Okay, I got to see about an hour and a half of the game so far. I'm just going to give you a couple of bullet points going along. You play a prototype Big Daddy who is actually the very first Big Daddy that they ever made, but you've been kind of left in isolation. I don't want to spoil too much of the story, but the game kicks off 10 years after the events of the original. And Rapture is a much more dangerous place from now on. They've got new, sleeker versions of the Big Daddies available and are out there. There's new versions of what they call the Big Sister. You've got what's called the Rumbler, which is the new version of a Big Daddy, which has a rocket launcher equipped on its shoulder.
All right.
And it drops little mini turrets down as well, which fire at you. But the cool thing is about it is that because you're a Big Daddy, anything that you take out from another Big Daddy, you can actually incorporate it into yourself. So once you take them out, you can take the rocket launcher, you can take the little turrets and use them later on. You can't recollect them once you've used them. What else is new about it? The original protagonist, Jack Ryan, has now become somewhat of a cult hero as far as the whole world of Rapture goes, and there are even certain sections that worship him. which is one of the sections which we went up against. There was a father, and you had to take out a father, as in a father, not yes. Dad. No,
got it.
And you had to take him out. It was a cathedral. There was a bunch of his, you know, psychotic worshippers, which was a lot of fun. But the main thing about it is now the role of the little sister has been expanded quite a lot. Where one, they heal the big daddy that they're with. And the other thing is, too, you don't just have the choice to harvest or set them free now. You can actually get them to come along with you. So then they will go and basically they've got a pheromone trail that they will follow to Adam. So that you can use them to harness Adam and keep them with you along the way. So there's a lot of really, really cool things going on.
That's kind
of
cool.
You can also dual wield now plasmids and weapons at the same time, which is very, very cool.
When's the release on this?
I think it's the beginning of February, isn't it? Very early February.
It was. Yes. First week of Feb, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe Shane could check that one out for us if you get a chance, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, take that, moderator guy. Yeah.
We're going to force you to do this.
I've got a couple of things that I just thought I'd mention, just a few little cool things, because as I said, I don't want to spoil. It's a very good-looking game. Mm-hmm. It plays extremely well. I saw very few frame rate issues, considering this is nearly final code. You've got the old cyclone traps that you used to be able to use, but now you can actually infuse them with other plasmids. So you can set it up as like a little freezing bomb or electricity, and it's awesome watching guys just walk up to it like, hey, buddy, what's going on? Boom! And you just watch them get catapulted around. There's a new brute splicer, which is a massive beast of a thing. He's got a really, really strong melee attack, throws projectiles at you, but you've got now an upgrade because you've got the Big Daddy. You can upgrade his parts. And you can actually get an upgrade to the drill so it deflects and reflects back anything that's thrown at you. So there's all these cool little upgrades that they've got depending on which way you want to go. Just two other points I thought I'd bring up. There's a new plasmid expanding from the original Hypnotize Big Daddy, which is just plain Hypnotize. And it works on anyone. And you can either enrage splices to attack each other, or get them to watch your back, and they'll go around and you know, look for somebody to fuck up. So all in all, man, it's looking really, really cool. It's looking fun. I can't wait to get a hold of it. And and by the way, the little sisters are badass, man. Not little sisters, sorry. Big sisters.
Big sisters.
The new ones are really very quick, and they're kind of like a little monkey on acid. They're just like all over the show, jumping up
like
and down.
I do like monkeys on acid.
But you see, the thing we did was we were watching it and hypnotized a brute splicer and sent it to go and attack the big sister.
Right.
And then, you know, flanked around and then, you know, brought the pain. Mm. But it was very cool, and it's looking like, you know, exactly like Bioshock 1, you have a lot of choices. You can go heavy weapons, you can go heavy plasmids. But because you're a big daddy, it's kind of like the rules have changed and you don't move as quickly as you did before. So it's a little bit more strategic. There's definitely a much slower pace to it. And I don't think it suffers from it at all.
No, I have to say the other thing that I'm really liking about all the stuff that I've seen and played of the game is the actual look of the underwater sections is just a really cool little add-on. Like, it was always something you kind of expected was going to become a part of the first game. You kind of always managed to make it past the water.
Yeah.
And, it was interesting.
Well, we went through a few rooms that were flooded, but because you're a big daddy, you just walk through all these underwater sections and you're sort of nudging bodies out of the way and stuff like that. So, look, as I said, at this point, it's looking great. No surprise to anyone, really. This is, a premiere release for 2K, and I think it's going to be a really, really fun game to play. So,
awesome. Which one will be the game of the year, Mass Effect 2 or Bioshock 2?
Mass Effect 2.
Not even a hesitation. Not even a hesitation.
Didn't even think about it. Before you even finish, he's saying the first one.
Which led into the decisions of Nacho Justice and I while we were playing Army of Two. Not a second of hesitation, but we'll get back to that later.
Right. Okay, well, moving along, we thought we'd follow. We'd do the middle bit. We're doing the trick that they do on TV where you do the good stories and then you do some of the bad stories. And then you bring it back up with some good stories.
Can I ask a question? Why are you choosing bad news stories? Don't our listeners deserve better than that?
No, you've got to know, Dave, it would be against our show moral to not report both the good and the bad sides of the industry. And Anyway.
I don't mind about bad sides of the industry, but why bad stories?
Oh, they're not bad stories. I didn't say it's not bad story. I didn't say it like that. God damn it. Anyway, listen. Thing number one is there's been a couple of announcements. This one really has no surprise for me because this game just doesn't seem like it's ever actually going to be finished, which is, of course, that Splinter Cell Conviction has been pushed back again. And
what?
They are saying sometime in March.
Oh my God, I forgot you were on the show.
Just haven't been talking, man.
Jesus Christ, but shut up. That's enough out of you.
The one which I absolutely have already decided, I know what Dave's going to say for this one, but Ruse has also been pushed back. Okay, that's slightly different. I was expecting you to start going to sleep or something. Do you even know what Ruse
is? RTS something. Yeah. Who cares? Nobody knows.
Right, okay.
It's about as appealing to me as Stubby's new theme song for the show, and
until something's come up with that, I've removed it from the board.
And Gran Turismo 5. These all illicit.
we don't really have to worry about that one because that one's moved its date by the sounds of it as well.
And Stubby shaves his beard.
It's about the same time. Listen.
Somebody in the chat room is popular. Actually, asked whether I got the beta for the Star Trek Online yet because it's coming very soon. I didn't get one. I got an invite to join some sort of lifetime program for $1 billion, but that was about it.
No, we're good.
It wasn't from a Nigerian prince.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, listen. Though our crowd in this particular room might not be too happy about it. Do check it out. It's a very interesting thing for RTS. If anyone was into the Art of War series, which is more of a PC thing, again, not particularly expecting anyone in this room to be into it, they were the same guys that did that game, and they did a great job with that game. It was a much different approach to the RTS style. So,
wouldn't have ever bashed PC.
I'm not saying that, Dave. I'm just saying that, listen, if you're into PC, maybe check that one out. It was very interesting, and I have a lot of faith that this could actually be good, too.
When it eventually comes out.
Oh, your chat room has basically said that it's going to come out the same day as Duke Nukem.
Well, actually, interestingly enough, as we reported last week, that might not be as dead as we think. There's all sorts of things jumping up in the air, whether or not they're just, you know, sort of last-minute sparks from the previous project.
Ruse looks interesting from DJ Callum. Why am I not surprised that the game with the least heat in the history of mankind is the one that you picked?
Yeah, well, I actually thought the if you saw the trailer, it was a very interesting live action trailer that they did with actual
that is nothing to do with the actual gameplay itself.
It was a little weird. There was a couple of metrosexual guys in front of the table.
Anyway, look, it's death twitching. I like the way Muscati calls calls Duke Nukem death twitching. That's kind of what I was trying to convey there. Anyway, look, this is just a small piece of news. It's not huge. WBIE, which is Warner Brothers Interactive section, has started culling people from their ranks. If anyone remembers, a while ago in the industry, we were looking at a game called This Is Vegas.
I may expand on this just for a second, that WB have taken over all of the IPs that the now disappeared Midway were handling. That's what's actually gone. So they've got all of their properties. And like This Is Vegas, we were promised that like last year sometime. Yeah. And, you know, sweet FA has happened as far as that goes.
Exactly. So. And look, I'm not sure whether that means that they're actually putting the colors completely or whether or not they're just knocking people off. I know they've knocked some people off that and also off another company, which I thought I had in my mind, but I don't seem to have in front of me. All of their companies have kind of lost. Look, it's only about 25 employees, but in the games industry...
Dota Race is Monolith. Does that mean you
Monolith and Snowblind. That's it. Thank you, Dota Race. And the other one. I can't remember what the other one was. Snowblind was a small part of that. But thank you very much for updating us on that. Those companies have suffered about 25 people all up across the board. It is quite big when you look, because they're quite small companies in some ways. So it's kind of upsetting. I actually was really interested in that game because it kind of looked like GTA without the car aspect to it, which I thought would be an interesting thing, and to see how they plan to make that work.
And not boring.
yeah, okay, and not boring. But hey, listen, we will see to whether or not that actually accounts to anything.
Like the Hangover, the game, wouldn't it, Dave?
The
incredibly boring. The Hangover. Good call. We're not going to get in the Hangover.
You get your lower third again for that.
One man will not
choose justice.
I don't know what he's referencing. Apparently, there was some film that a lot of you think is funny that is not.
One best film of the year. Yeah.
Best comedy.
And Titanic is one of the biggest box office films of all fucking time. It doesn't mean I'm going
to
run out
Dave,
and watch it.
You had
it.
To rip that on the show. You knew what was going to happen if we did that.
Yeah.
Listen, moving into the next piece of advice, only because I actually sat down and looked at the specs to this, and when I actually think about the fact that this DSi XL will come with a 4.2-inch screen, I actually go, wow, that would be kind of cool.
And here's your comparison.
Like,
93% bigger,
the
wasn't it?
Fucking side. Yeah, exactly. 93%.
And I would say bigger. That this is specifically geared towards Western hands.
Yeah. And eyes.
Well, look, think about it. The PSP, whatever it's called now, goes smaller.
The PSP go away.
Goes smaller and you know, fucks itself in the ass. And then the DSi goes, hey, you know, why don't we make it more accessible? We're making it a slightly larger thing. Well, so I just wanted to make sure that people.
The other thing that makes this an incredibly annoying unit to use is the actual pin. Can we bring up that first shot again? Pin for the DS is actually separate, and you have to carry around a fucking pin-sized.
It's like a Sharpie or something.
Okay, that's a fail then, because it should be sliding in
Dennis
and out.
Cigar stylus.
Look, it's designed for older people.
It's like
they're
a Cuban.
Look, I'm using my DSi.
Don't you sketch.
Yeah.
Next it'll be the whiteboard DSi.
Well, look, it's been...
Everyone's growing smaller. We're growing bigger.
It'll have straps on the back of it and you'll wear it as a backpack.
Wow, that just went completely out of proportion. Yeah. But anyway, the main reason we even brought this up is...
Splodger here says, now it looks conveniently in your whole bag!
Oh, God. Anyway, look, it's been dated in Europe, and I won't actually give out the date because that means that here it could come out any time between now and 2011. But it has been dated over there, so at least we know that it's actually finally coming. There was questions being raised as to whether or not anyone would buy it, and I'll be interested to see when it hits the Europe markets to see whether anyone...
These are the same questions that Sony should have tackled before they redesigned something.
Yes, but unlike PSP, they don't have a cult following that will buy anything they release, like iPod. Yeah. So we will see how this one sells.
I still think that it'll be a winner because Nintendo know what they're doing as opposed to Sony, who seem to be smoking crack.
Yeah, well, they're just stuck too far up there in asses. But we'll
everything is going bigger screens. You know, we've got the Apple tablet around the corner. Everybody's releasing tablets. Everything is going 10 inches or big. You know, around that
exactly.
sort of size. Everything's going
because
that size.
We've got to the point where in technology we had this moment in technology where it became about having abilities on a small screen. It became about getting phones like the N95 when it first came out that could do practically anything you wanted it to. You'd get an application
but
for
you
it.
But you need a microscope to actually see
exactly.
The
and then we went kind of to the Apple, you know, iPod thing, and we had already, of course, the PSP and so on and so forth, where we had these abilities, and then out came the DSi and tried to incorporate that music function into its device. Now it's about trying to make it usable at a decent resolution.
Mate,
so,
if the DS ever got away, I mean, I'm not talking about homebrewing stuff and mucking around, you know. But if they had an official way where they would release movies or something like that on the DS and they had the capacity to play it, the PSP would be absolutely dead in the fucking water.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, the only reason anyone's going to get a PSP is to use it as a mini media hub, and that's about it, you know, or a paperweight.
Yeah.
I can't think of any reason.
Yeah.
Look, I hope I get sent one because all I'm going to say is eBay.
Wow, you're going to regret that if they actually thought about sending you one.
They didn't. Why do you think
they're sitting there going into the mail? No.
Put that away.
What, I've already given them more plugs for the PSP Go than it's had on television for like the last 6 months.
Dave is on fire. Yes, well, listen, there are a few games in the works that seem good, and they will always have a few cult following. Monster Hunter Clink, and of course, they will always have, you know, the Resistance games and the few GTA games that came out, because that used to be an amazing thing to be able to play GTA on a handheld, and now no one really cares anymore. It was a passing phase. No, seriously, one of the number one games that you will find traded in on a PSP is GTA, because people have done it, they play it, and then they get rid of it, because, you know, it's just... It's like playing a game of old, but, you know, it's a completely different storyline. So it doesn't have that nostalgia effect, because they've put in an entirely new storyline that feels kind of forced, in my opinion.
Splatoon has just said Metal Gear. Exactly. I'm not familiar with that
franchise. Metal Gear Peace Walker. Is that a game? Yeah. Metal Gear Peace Walker does look good. Shane downloaded the demo, and I've also seen some stuff on it as well.
Sorry, we're just having a
look,
moment.
Metal Gear. Anyway, we'll move on then. The AVP Kill trailer was shown to me by Dave. He sent it to us in the last moments, and I was like, I'm not gonna stick it on. We've got too much news. And then I sat there and watched it and went,
"There is no way.
This is what I call the fuck you OFLC trailer." So which Sega released today. So it's brand spanking new.
Well, with no further ado, we will drop for you.
Or a Jew.
We will drop to you the fuck you trailer.
Now, no face. Just preempting. If you could actually see it,
it would be awesome.
It would be funny. It's like watching a fucking movie. Holy shit! Wow.
Oh my god.
How can you not love that fucking
Sega
trailer?
Is now my favorite fucking company.
I sure hope you all had your volume turned up for that.
Because all it was this procession of like dead.
No,
dead,
dude, I just saw the screams before the death. It's just like
they needed to finish it with Sega and then a little sign underneath like this.
Fuck you, Australia.
What I loved is for some reason the video started to stagger at the beginning of it. I thought, oh no, we're gonna have to kill it, but it kicks into gear just as the first kill happens.
What I love more than anything though in that trailer is just that not only does it not stop, but when you get to the, it's like you're seeing alien kills and predator kills, and then there's this one human kill where it's like bang with a gun in the face. You're like, that's all you have to bring to the table. I like the one where he sticks the shotgun in the mouth and fires into the alien. That was kind of funny.
See, I think
cool.
I'm going to be the only guy in the world who actually plays a marine through this.
Oh no, dude! I've already played the marine bit, and it's so fucking fun.
Dude, as soon as I heard the guns fire, yeah. I was just like, you can call me Hicks. And I'm going through the whole fucking game, and I will be posing a lot of these questions to the developers tomorrow. As far as, is there an unlockable bean skill? because that's what it fucking needs. I don't care about Ripley. I don't care about anyone else. And Paxton.
You've got to have a
game
Paxton.
Over, man.
That's right.
You've got to have a guy that just randomly runs off.
That's what
would
happen if you die. Yeah. Game over, man. Game over. Boom. Credit. That's it.
Oh, God. Anyway, look, the last one I just thought was kind of funny because I'm not actually sure whether to take this as real, because it's either in a really interesting art style or one of the worst Photoshop edits I've ever seen in my life. But apparently this is an official picture. So we're going to show you the first picture of NBA Jam on the Wii.
Small on our screen.
You can't really see it. We do have it up on the fan page.
He's on
to
fire!
But all the faces in this thing are kind of all facing forwards towards the camera, and they're all the actual faces.
They look like cardboard
cutouts. But they look like cardboard cutouts. And look, I was a huge fan of this.
Is
game.
Kobe raping someone in the picture?
Oh, there we go.
Too soon.
It's like, you know, those things you see on YouTube where they take, like, you know, a famous
like
person
the
and they put them
they
on
did.
The porn bodies or something, and how the face kind of just kind of wobbles on top. They look like that. You know?
Well, look, I have no idea how to take that because I don't actually want to believe it because it really does look kind of bad. I would have rather them stuck with the original style and just tried
with
to
the big head.
with the big heads and tried to make it. But, you know,
I'm still waiting for them to come out with Arch Rivals, man. That needs to be fucking remade as a game. Maybe I'm showing my age right now to these young and sitting there going, what are you
I don't know what
about?
You're talking about. It's 10 or something?
It's at least 1,000 times better than The Hangover.
Splodgenator says no basketball way. Playing Pez dispensers.
Nice one, dude. Nice one. Oh, God.
Get ready for NBA bobblehead jam. That's going to be the new one. Oh, please.
Well, in the news story, it said that they had 2D faces on 3D bodies.
Which is exactly what it looks like.
So
yeah.
Weird. And they've got like 5 different faces for each character, and that's it. A happy, a sad, a couple of dunks. No, seriously, this is what it's
well, look,
bad
yeah.
idea.
Again, yeah.
Wow, you actually bodies. Prepared for the show. I'm
well,
impressed.
Look, I've
read a couple of links.
I thought it was kind of interesting. We are the winners of the worst graphics of the year award, so. Go with what you've got.
And suits the console
exactly. And hey, if they can make it funny, then sure. Yeah, okay. But I'm not taking on it so far. But I'll wait until we see a first video.
I'm
and
sorry.
If it makes
I
want to
kick this guy in Nexus because I don't like the comments he's made.
Slamball is lame. Anyway,
it's awesome. It's like trampolines and stuff. And you
exactly,
get to, like,
it's like basketball, but for people that are too
and
short
hockey.
To dunk.
Your basketball only
you can
not
check people.
Anyway, okay, we're going to move out of news and into new releases. For anyone that cares, I certainly don't. Dark Void comes out on the 21st.
21st? Yeah. I played it for 10 minutes before I came over, the demo, and it was really bad. All it made me want was a Rocketeer game.
Yeah, exactly.
And I died a little on the
inside.
You're just
Jennifer Connelly boots?
Absolutely. Goes without saying, really. Yeah. It was just
we discussed this at length.
I've seen this game 4 times over, I think 4 different vendors
shows.
And
it's gotten worse.
And every time I look at it, I'm just like, wow, I have no intention of buying this game. And I'm sorry, I really am, because I do, I'm finally, like I've said it so many times, Capcom come up with a new IP, and they've gone and done it, and now I don't care.
Splodgenator's right with you. He says, slightly maybe woo.
For the few PC fans out there, there was a PC trailer released, I think last week, that had I can't remember what the effect's called, but there's some PC only effect. And that was all the trailer showed, was this guy shooting the one gun at 100 different enemies, and they just disintegrated. I was like, that looks really cool, but the game looks really bad.
I think you can agree with me that steering the ships is near to impossible. You just kind of like, kind of angle it in a general direction, and then if you try and turn, you have no idea where you're going
to
end up.
I lost track of the crosshair when I was trying to shoot stuff. I'm shooting over here. Okay.
It's a rule with video games, and it's just like, how can you make jetpacks not cool?
Damn straight.
They found a way.
There's got to be an award for that.
Yeah.
I mean, usually any game is enhanced with the use of a jetpack, but no.
There should be an uncool fail award every year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we should create it.
Why don't we call it the GTA award?
Oh,
come on now, that's harsh.
The Hangover Award.
Oh. We'll call it the Hangover Award.
Yeah.
That's what I just said.
I know.
That's what you said. It just sounded better when I said it.
Yeah,
I'm taking it. I'm going home. I don't like your people anymore.
All right, well.
That's it. I'm going home.
And this one here, I'm going to skip over as quickly as possible, but it's going to have the same reaction it does every week. On the 28th, we get Mass Effect 2.
Woo!
What's that?
And then I will not be doing the show for a week and a half.
And I'll call up Dave and I'll be like, Dave, you're supposed to be at the show. Show what? What? What are we doing?
I suspect that week we're not doing Geek Actually either. We're just going to shut down for a week while we all play it.
I won't even answer my phone, man. I could be dead. Nobody fucking know. Just be.
I'm
what's
sure
he died of?
You've got to record a special
Scott's
voice
World,
message.
You're banned from our chat room. He says, was there a Mass Effect 1?
Oh.
That's it. Gone. Fuck off.
Dick him out.
Who is this Scott's World?
You know what, dude? You used to be cool. You used to be cool. All right. Well, we've talked enough about stuff that's coming up. We're going to talk a bit about a new section we're starting today. We won't always do this, but we have a lot of games that, of course, get sequels, like, of course, Mass Effect will, and so on and so forth. So what we've decided is we're going to start an area called Reflection. And Reflection is where we're going to take whatever game we're reviewing and do a small mini review on the first game. Now, Army of Two was one of those strange games. If you hadn't guessed, by the way, at the start when we played the trailer, that's what we're doing this week. Army of Two was a great game because I expected nothing from it. It got the same situation you got with this, with number two, where it was a very small ad campaign. It was there, and they did show it off, but it wasn't with the kind of power that you would give, like, a new IP.
Mm.
It's
definitely not a top-tier game.
Exactly, and it was one of those games that kind of came out, and people sort of said, hey, what is this? Like, I was working in a store at the time, and we got a lot of people coming in and just going, hey, what's Army of Two like? And so I took it home, and me and Nexus, who's in our chat room and our moderator, sat there, and we went through this entire game and finished it off. And it was a hell of a lot of fun. That was all I could say. I mean, honestly, I finished in a week and it was gone. I returned it and that was it. I played through it once. I've never played through it again. But there are certain scenes that really stood out for me. One of which that I would love to mention is I will never forget the section where you come out after doing all sorts of explosive things inside an aircraft carrier and your escape is at the top of a sinking aircraft carrier, which you have to run up as boxes and shit fall down and fight enemies who are, for no apparent reason, still trying to kill you as the ship sinks. I mean, the last thing on my mind.
Was it a four-piece band sliding down?
God, I wish.
You get to shoot them as well. I hate the violin.
Yeah. Look, I mean, that part was awesome. There were some really good sections towards the end. I think the end was the biggest letdown to me because you don't even play it. You play right up to the end and you've been chasing this guy inside a building. You fight your way through the final scene and then you get outside and you don't even get to rocket launcher the helicopter and kill the guy. It's all done in a cutscene and the rest of the game's a cutscene. You're like, really? That's it? I got to fight my way there not to get any satisfaction. Seriously. Terrible. Anyway, Dave, what did you think of it?
I never played it.
Really?
No, I did.
That would have been
priceless.
That would have been really awkward.
That would have been an amazing moment.
Well,
I didn't actually play the game because I was too busy doing homoerotic fist bumps and high fives and patting each other's rump and whatever
and
else,
kicking each other and so on and so
forth.
Yeah,
look, I thought it was a lot of fun. A lot of the time, you felt a lot of this is what Nacho and I will be talking about in the actual review. But a lot of it, you felt like it was slow for the sake of being slow. I'm not talking about pacing. I'm just talking about movement and the way that you moved around. It was not fun trying to get somebody. I mean, something to be clear about both of these games is do not play single player. Ever.
No.
Ever. Nope. Ever, 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 ever do not. I had that experience today, and it was not fun because, you know, your partner is a retard, whereas opposed to the last 3 days I was playing,
Hanson,
my partner was
retarded.
Was
my favorite.
It was a one
man
retard.
Yeah.
No, that was the other retard I was playing with before.
Pronounced retard.
Oh, sorry. Why don't we just call it the hangover? but no, it's just the thing that makes this game and what's so obvious about it is that Gears of War really did set the standard for co-op play and for just simple game mechanics, smooth as fucking silk. And
you can play that single player too. Gears of War.
You can, and you still enjoy it. Whereas this, your AI is slow to respond to your commands. And the thing is, especially in the new one, it's such a, I wouldn't say overly tactical, but you really have to have a fucking game plan. You can't just, be a one-man Wolfpack.
Say it. Good man. He died a little on the inside.
Yeah,
there.
Wait. We've got that. There it is. There it is.
You know, you seriously, you can't just run off and go and do your own thing because, and this is one of the things I don't like about both games, is that when you do play single player, you're running around chasing after your partner and healing him. And it's like, I want to kill shit. I want to fucking heal you. You know, I just don't have time for that. Look, I thought it was a decent game. I didn't actually get all the way through it because it pissed me off too much. That may have been the guy I was playing with as well, who was not exactly the best teammate at the time. But look, I thought it was fun. Yeah. It definitely warrants a sequel. And after what we've played, I'm hoping that they make a third one.
Yeah, definitely.
And it might be a good point to lead into the actual review because I'm just going to spoil like three quarters of it anyway. So,
well, listen, I'm going to give this review mostly to the boys because the boys went through and decided to rip out the entire first-person campaign over some bro fisting, and I would imagine
we did fist bump.
There was homoerotic hugging even.
Mm. Yeah,
I don't
know
how that made the cut, but it was in there.
Yeah. Well, hey, look, so you
there
guys
was ass smacking.
Seriously,
but that seemed less gay than the hugging.
Yeah, the hugging was
it was
very
intimate.
Look,
you know what? It was. Look, with bro hugs, it's like one tap on the back, that's exactly. it. You know, yeah. two or three taps, it becomes, you know, feeling up or masturbation. So it's just, seriously, just yeah. one tap and move on. They well, just look, kept it for
you,
too long.
You guys obviously went full manly on this. Yes. Full manly. Bit of...
And evil.
Well, we took the Pol Pot approach.
We might need to watch the world tour.
Yeah. Well, listen, we thought we'd chuck this out at the... yeah, no, this was no Brokeback Mountain, Digital Angel. But what we thought we might do is throw this little
it
bit of a trailer.
It was almost as gay as Twilight, though.
This is one of possibly the funniest marketing videos I've seen in a while because it doesn't really have any reason
to exist.
But let's hit them with the World
this
Tour
This was their
trailer.
Whole campaign, though. All of the 90% of the trailers they did were like this.
I have no idea where the guy from that is in that, but there you go. Why is he in it?
You know, what? This already is 50 times funnier than The Hangover.
But well, all I can say, though, is the CG work is phenomenal.
Yeah, for anyone that doesn't realize, because I know it's a small trailer, every time they're in the scene, that's all digital, which
they
I think is fantastic.
CG.
They're not real people. They're actually
their
digital.
Their car is CG, their boat is CG.
I know the car was, but I didn't realize that.
They are. Oh, when he's arm wrestling, it's a CG character arm wrestling.
I just love the one where he's dragging him out of the pub. He's still got the glass in his hand. He's like, But yeah, no. Look, awesome video, I have to say.
They're like walking
cool.
down the beach in their board shorts where they got all
the armor on the top. Fucking awesome. Look, it was a good trailer, and I have to say, they did clear up a lot of stuff, but I will just start off by explaining a bit about the game. For anyone that hasn't actually played the games, Army of Two follows the two guys...
Salem and Rios.
Thank you. The two guys, Salem and Rios, as they wander around the world being mercenaries. The first one had some plot that no one cared about because really you were just running through shooting stuff. It had some semblance of an idea. The second one has a lot... I mean, I'm not going to say deeper because, you know, I would never accuse that of having an incredibly deep storyline.
It was Michael Bay deep.
Yeah, it was.
The story was balls look, deep. That's all.
It even has 3D moments.
It went kind of from Ronald Emmerich deep up to Michael Bay deep. So it's really... It's not. It's
Emmerich
not a
just
huge
rolled over.
Step, but
holy shit! I'm below Bay.
And I just sat there and went, "Somebody mentioned my name, man. What the fuck?"
He would have been above Michael Bay if it wasn't for 2012. But that movie just basically dropped him below any semblance of ever.
That's why he's going to make ID4 2 to make up for
Ronald. Roland. Shut up.
I said the wrong word.
Mic check. Mike's not working properly. don't know what's going on. Yeah. Shut up, Callum. I get it. Right. Bye, Scott, who's leaving our chat room. Anyway.
Bye, Scott. Go back to playing shit games.
You know what? I'm just going to throw it over to you guys. I'm never going to get anything else.
No,
Dave,
you're not.
Shoot.
Are you sure you're done?
I'm done.
I don't want to derail.
Yeah, I know you don't want to derail me. Of course, you'd never think about it. You'd never think of it. Never think of it. Dave, shoot. No. Talk to us.
Oh, I did that over the last 3 days with that Metro Justice.
I'll let you guys have your man love. I'm going to be sitting over here playing with my phone.
The whole thing about it is, you know, it's the usual ridiculous story of, you know, two men against the world. you're in, I can't even remember the city that you're in.
Shanghai.
Basically, craziest the whole stunt. Fucking place is coming down around you. And I have to say, that aspect of it was the most appealing about the game because I haven't actually seen that. The whole thing is this buildings are fucking... It's like the end of Fight Club. Like, seriously... Yeah. Skyscrapers falling everywhere.
This is one of my favorite shots I've seen so far, where you just watch that vehicle actually plow a hole through the side
of that
You're
going
building.
Through buildings
and
are
I love
falling
the way it's
down.
All in game. That's all in game. Like, it just rolls back and you just
see
your characters
right at the
there.
Beginning, one of the few scenes, you're walking down a staircase and a fucking plane or something just goes barrels right into the end of it. And you're just sitting there, and I believe when I was playing with Josh yesterday, I was like, don't go and walk across the landing. Boom! and you know, watched his body fly 50 feet across.
Yeah.
But, I mean, look, it is ridiculous. The graphics are sometimes fucking beautiful, yeah, and other times very fucking average.
I should probably mention that Dave and I both went into this game with super low expectations.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
we were going, oh, yeah, we're going to play this. We came up with plans to return it. Yeah. I put in my calendar 6 days from when I bought it, take it back to EB. You know, this was the attitude we went in with. I'd actually played through the demo, which is the first level of the game, and it's the worst level of the game. I can't believe they used it to sell it. It was disappointing. It was slow, it was poorly paced, and as soon as you hit the second level, it was awesome. And
it kept getting more awesome each chapter.
It actually stepped it up really well, yeah.
You know, we were both sitting there going, you know, we were starting off like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I was like, fucking 12 more hours of this shit. It's going to be terrible. And then by, you know, mid-second level, we were both like, all right.
I think by the first time, we got to what I like to call a slow time event, which is when they have a cutscene and they have a moral choice to go good or bad. But the slow time events, we turned into quick time events because it became first person to press the right button that does the bad shit.
Yeah. And these choices are, I mean, look, we're in a full spoiler zone, so...
block,
you know,
your ears.
Yeah, tough shit. But they have about 3 or 4 of these moments, and they are really fucked up moments. Like the first guy's the guy who rescues you from the beginning of the game and helps you, gives you all your kit, and it's like, do you want to kill him or not? And before he could even press it, I was like,
because we got extra money.
Dead. And you know, the second one is there's a white tiger in a cage, so of course I popped it. And you know, my personal favorite was that you have this little short round kid leading you through the whole thing. He's got like a little helmet on and everything, and you're in the middle of a firefight, and he's like, hey, there's a sniper rifle across the way. Do you want me to go and grab it? And we were like, yes, we do. The kid bolts across. His name was Chin. He bolts across and he picks up the sniper rifle, jumps up and gets nailed by like 50 fucking bullets.
He starts dancing Gollum style. Yeah. So you know bad shit's going to go down.
So we were both sitting there going, no, Chin.
But by this point, we were already I've heard it a lot. But by this point, we were already leading up to any cutscene, and we were like, there's going to be a bad moral choice here. Kill the kid, kill the kid, kill the kid. I was chanting this. It brought out a bad side of me, what can I say? But a lot of fun. I think one of the things that really held the game back was the really bad save points.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, you have a lot of mini-bosses where you've got specific things like, you know, flamethrower guy, you've got to shoot the tanks on his back, you've got another guy with a Gatling gun that has 3 ammo packs, and you've got to shoot each of them. You can give them 500 headshots and it won't do shit. So we're doing a lot of these, but the thing is, you go to a section where there'd be... Or a heavily armed shotgun guy.
Yeah.
And, like, one section we walked to, a personnel carrier came, dropped the guys off, and maybe 8 of these fuckers just rushed us. And they just walk right up to you. You're nailing them, grenades, everything, and they're just like... And the thing is, it pushes you so far back. Like, the niggling points for us especially were when you go through all of your customization, right? The second that... if you don't hit an actual checkpoint, you have to go and get all of that fucking shit for your weapons again.
And it's not just the customization. It's everything you picked up along the way. I mean, I've just finished playing Darksiders, and it did really well on a side note too. Oh, I just went and got this chest, but I died. Oh, shit, do I have to go back and get it? No, it remembers that I got the chest, but I'm dead, but it drags me back to wherever. So you don't care as much.
Yeah.
Army of Two would be like, we'd die, we'd come back, and Dave had spent 10 minutes pimping out his kit. And it was all gone.
Yeah.
And the really bad thing about co-op, sorry, Dave, I'm going to rag on you a bit here, is when you go to weapon customization, when you're finished, you have to wait for the other person.
Oh, dude, don't get
Dave,
me started.
Dave, like, going through with the... He's looking at everything. Ooh, change this, do this, do this. And...
Really, Mr. Lone Wolf. I was like, this is a tactical game.
You know what
and
I love?
He's 3/4 of the way
and
down
this
the
is
fucking level.
In a nutshell.
And I'm sitting there going, I'm trying to cover you, but you're 500 meters away, and there's 15 guys between me and you to get
but
there.
But by the end, we actually made that playstyle work really well. It was great that it allowed for an aggressive player like me, who just likes to run in with a shotgun and shoot everything while not taking cover. Mm. And while Dave was at the back with a sniper rifle, because they have this aggro meter thing where if one of you's shooting more, they're all shooting at you, and so they're not shooting at Dave. So, and then when Dave starts sniping, they're not shooting at me, so I'm up there with the
shotgun. And because I pimp out all of my guns so that they were like gold plated and everything else, 2 shots and it's a full aggro meter. So everyone's focusing me, and he's just standing in front of a guy like, hello to Mr. Shotgun, boom, and just, you know, wasting these people. And it was a really, really good, like, I have to say, it was I wouldn't say the most fun co-op game I've had, but I was really genuinely surprised at how much fun we had with it. There were only maybe, I think, two or three points where we got stuck, where we actually got that frustrated. We were like, fuck it, I'm not playing again tonight.
Yeah, we had to put it down.
We had to go. And then, of course, you know, first time in the morning, you go through it again, you just nail that section. But I think they could have learned a lot from games like Uncharted with the mini checkpoints everywhere. It's like, if you take out a mini boss once, you shouldn't have to take him out three or four times, and especially when they hit you with three or four in a row, it really is fucked up, and it's not fun to go back and just like, this fucking shit again, are you serious? I mean, I'd say if you're looking for a single player, forget about it. Like, seriously, do not, because I've played it. It is slow. Your AI partner is borderline fucking retarded and just does not understand, doesn't respond to your commands quick enough and move in the direction. Maybe if they did something like Mass Effect where you could actually give him a point of where you want him to go or a general direction, whereas now, you know, you've only
away
got advanced or good
behind.
I just wanted to bring up the first thing that you guys were talking about the good and bad sections. I just think the good ones are really, really outweighed, because even though there might be an occasional section where somebody comes to help you or you may get an extra weapon or something like that, the actual videos are so anti the idea of being good. It's like the first one, you're like, you know what, we'll let this guy live, and it's like flashes in cartoon form of this guy enjoying his day and then going to the Bahamas and then getting shot in the face by a scuba diver.
Who
the hell does that?
I'm going to disagree with you on that one, because we've seen all of them and
all the
bad ones. And one of the last ones, where you have a Russian guy who breaks you out of jail and basically leads you the whole way down. And as you separate from him, there's a chick in a fucking side room, and he's basically like, I'm going in to rape her. And it's
we won't tell you what
like,
we were
he's
chanting.
Like, he's like, give you, you know, do you want to take money and forget about it? So, of course, we're like, take the money, thank you.
It's 50 grand.
And so we walked out, and then you find out the chick's like a KGB agent. She gave him a roundhouse, and then he just popped her one in the face with a gun, not with his penis.
Yeah.
And but that one was actually like, we pressed it so quickly, and then we're like, ooh, rape. fuck it, it's just a game. So, you know, a few of the decisions are...
Did you hear that, Michael Atkinson? It's just a game.
Rape play.
It's not that I'm going to go out and do this tonight.
I'm really getting
the
urges
anyway.
To, though. You know, now that I've played a game, I made the decision.
Yeah, I kind of want to blow up Shanghai right now.
Yeah,
it's, just, you know,
it's weird. But
I mean, the thing that was very cool about it was the whole time that all of these things are going on in the outrageous places you're going, you are seeing the city crumble behind you, and there are just smokestacks everywhere, fire. And there was one point where... I think we just wiped out about, I don't know, 100 or two. Well, I did about 3. You did about 97. And we'd blown up like a ocean liner and everything. Like, there was nothing left. And then Nacho's just like, just have a look to the left. And we're gazing off into the distance, and it's like the other side of Shanghai.
Oh, the
city's there's just
burning,
buildings smoking
crumbling.
Everywhere.
It looked really good.
Yeah, and there are some real awesome moments. And the back-to-back shit that they did in the
Michael
first
Bay.
One.
the scene that you guys were telling about, I managed to find a little bit on video of you sitting on top of the concrete block as on the crane as you back-to-back through a city.
That was by
I'm
far
just sitting
the
there going,
scene.
You see, now that's the aircraft carrier scene from, you know,
oh,
from,
man.
For this one.
It was so awesome. I think that was the first one of the back-to-back.
Yeah, that was the first back-to-back.
I think in the first Army of Two, they did a few more of these, but they really toned it back. I think there were
three in the whole game.
It
wasn't too many at all.
But the first one was great because a chick is literally putting you down through the middle of a building which looked like a construction site, but now, because half the building was showing off, and you just gone down on this little block. I said to him, what's a bet I fall off? And then it switches into Michael Bay time, and it was a ridiculous amount of fun going down, you know, 20 or 30 stories and just caning everyone inside.
And when you got down the bottom, there was this little innocent guy sitting up against the wall crying, and a bus from out of nowhere just burst through the wall and takes him out. Like, we had to do it again just to show
Dave. It was the
holy
full,
shit, did you see that?
It was the full beginning of The Dark Knight, and I think we died 3 or 4 times. We were like, who cares?
We want to watch that. That's awesome.
But look, I mean, my personal opinion on this game is I really thought it was going to be a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I didn't think that... I thought I'd play it for an hour or two, and that was it. Nathan and I knocked it out.
We wanted to finish it. We really
did. And you really do feel compelled to finish it. You're like, I really want to get to the end. It's not a tremendously long game. No. Depending on how good you are, you're looking at and probably 12 level. Hours.
And how much frustration you can put up with.
Yeah, and I'm going to steal Nate's point, which is it is artificially hard because they give you long checkpoints. If you had shorter checkpoints, I reckon we would have finished the game in about 8 hours or something like that. But because you had to redo so many sections over and over again, you kind of lost a little bit of the flow. But I'd say if you're a fan of co-op and you have a mate who actually listens...
What are they?
Yeah.
Let
me put it this way. You two could not fucking play this game together because you just both run up the front and be dead.
We definitely need to play this game together.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be surprised.
That's how real
man.
Players play.
Yeah,
right?
One of the achievements was heal your partner 10 times. Now, how quickly did I fucking get that?
He got it a lot. Yeah, he got it really
I was
fast.
Running up. I was like, son of a bitch, I just want to kill some fucking people without having to run up. Drag you to cover, heal you again, then 3 seconds later, he's like, all right, I'm off.
In our defense, both of us, both me and him, would start crawling towards you. We're doing half the job there, man. That's boring for us, man. All we can do is crawl. At least you can shoot and run. We just got to crawl,
man. I can shoot
man.
And crawl. When I discovered that, it was a whole different game. It was badass.
Oh, actually, there's a few other things that I thought were very cool. The mock surrender.
Mock surrender was
especially
cool.
When you do that in co-op is great because you walk into certain sections where they're... offices and stuff like that, and
they don't shoot you for some reason.
Yeah,
you killed 1,000 of my men, but I'm just going to
with
pull
a button prompt of mock surrender. And if you're playing with somebody, you can do co-op. So you both actually come up like that, and then the guy's like kneel. So you get down, but you can still target them with your left trigger. So then, as soon as you press the right trigger, it goes into a slow motion thing,
bullet
and you
time,
can just
baby.
Yeah, you can just co-op snipe. You can co-op shoot their heads
and
off, and it was very fucking cool.
Yeah, the blowing of the head off was quite cool because it's not just a clean break. It's that little bit of a stump left on the bottom where it's kind of one side of it slightly.
Snipering somebody's head with a 50 cal is a difficult experience but so fulfilling. There's just nothing left at the end of it. But look, if you can deal with frustration, you know, and there will be a fair amount of frustration playing the game, but I think the payoff is worth it. As I said, I don't think it's a must-buy. If they clean up a couple of these niggly little details... I think that, and they do a third one, I think they'll actually get the mix right this time.
Yeah. I think co-op definitely has replay value. I actually played a little bit of competitive multiplayer, and it's nothing special. It's one of those things that I can see lasting for 2 weeks, and then everyone goes back to Halo and Gears and whatever.
Look, they did actually mention that they were planning to release another mode.
Extraction. Yeah, which is there, but if you didn't pre-order it, you don't have a code to access it.
Exactly.
So it's there
apparently
you.
It's coming out anyway. You've got to get it later on, but I don't think that's going to save them.
No, because people have stopped playing
an interesting strategy, though, to bring out part of the multiplayer later because people may go back and check it out one more time. So, you know, they may extend the use out for like one more week.
Well, they've already got
they've got
the downloadable content linked down the bottom as well already. So, you know, it's two things which you can't really do anything with at this point. Yeah. But it's like, hey, am I going to bring something?
I will point out one thing that really pissed me off about this game was their great universal button idea, which Splodge has brought up in the thing,
which is
fucking brilliant because how many times do you run up to heal someone and just jolt straight over a fucking fence?
Or sprint past them because you're pressing it down. Yes. And I'm like, are you fucking serious? Like that was the one thing that Gears did so brilliantly.
Yep.
It just knew it's like, you know, one press of A to swing into cover, one to switch cover, a double tap to go over, and that's all.
I love the fact
need.
That it's the high five button as well. So if you're actually trying to do anything of any relevance, they've got like fucking ADD and like, hey,
woo! That's what Splodge says. A makes you run, roll, heal, drag, jump, over cover, and use item and high five.
Yeah,
it sounds like it makes head do it all at the same time.
And so when you're under fire and your mate's about to go down and you've done this for the 10th time, it's just like, yeah, you don't want to be fucking around with. I'm supposed to tap it to drag, or I'm supposed to not press A to jump over this cover. Like, and it just gets ridiculous.
Press A not to die.
Press A not to die. Better restart.
All right. Well, look, I think the general idea for me would be that this game is a lot like the first one, the fact that give it a try if you've got nothing else to play. If you've got a weekend where a friend's coming over, give it a thrash because it's a hell of a lot of fun, but you probably will only play through it once.
I don't know.
We're going to hit it up again.
Yeah, we were talking about it, and I was very much in the same boat as Nathan. I was like, man, this is going to be disappearing very quickly off my collection. Mm. And After playing through, I still have a hunger to go through it again and see. And the other thing
as
is
as long
too,
as it's within 7 days, right?
Yes, of course, I've got till Wednesday.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. My opinion still stands. But the other thing, you may play it through twice, you're still not keeping it.
You're
keeping it because you got it free.
Yeah. No, actually, I paid for this one. I didn't get a copy from
me. Wait. You paid?
Yeah.
You don't pay.
I know.
You told me you don't pay.
I know. This is as disturbing for me as it is for anyone else.
Wait, you pay cash?
Yeah.
Like cash?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I know, see?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new experience.
I think we need to end this
now.
I think the world is about to implode.
All right, well, listen. But
one last thing I want to say is that if you do pick the good decisions, there were two of the like highest caliber weapons that they had that do not unlock by the end of the first playthrough. And my suspicion is that you have to do only good things because there's a weapons locker that, because we were so evil,
in a hospital level, didn't get
unlocked. And the guy actually said, I've seen what you've been doing. You have been killing many civilians.
But we didn't get a chance to kill him either, which was really bad.
Yeah,
we were
going to
show him that
which is why we let the kid die, because it was protect the kid, and we were like, really? No weapons for us, no child for you.
Wow, you guys really epitomize evil there.
Yes.
We were last true, didn't we?
Well, listen, we're going to call it ahead because we're already at an hour and 10 minutes. Ooh. So we're going to cut into, of course, our usual rant about ourselves and what we want.
I'm awesome.
This one particularly is a fan plea, and we are actually serious on this one, guys. We need
as opposed to every other time.
And listen, I promise Josh will only say this once or twice.
Once or twice, but we will be saying it once every show in the hopes that we might get some people. Listen, we need a new camera. We need a USB camera so that we can actually have one for each person in the show. We would pay outright, but we're all at a situation where we're expensive times for us. We need some money. Straight up. And listen, we have a portion on the Geek Actually site, geekactually.com, which is a support us page. We have a PayPal account where you can literally deposit even $2, $2, $5. We had 150 people in our chat room, and if each person put in $5, we would almost have enough money for this camera. And I don't
know. And we need to get hookers and blow as well. So if you guys could seriously just drop a little bit of money.
We'll try and keep this on track here for a moment. We're actually trying to put in another camera so our guests don't have to share.
Yes. And also, we're just Dave
power
doesn't
right
have
over
to share.
Dave and his hookers and his blow.
Don't think of Dave. Think of the guests.
Dave doesn't like to share. And
Dave doesn't.
And for once, we're actually with him on that. So we would love it if you guys could just drop $2, $3, $4, whatever you have spare, you know, use pocket change, but take the pocket change and use that pocket change and instead put the $3 to $4 in our PayPal account.
Yep.
Even if you have an FPOS card, you can do this. So just hook us up. We need money. We'll get a sign next week.
And look, we're not looking for a lot of money at this point. I mean, we're just looking for. Yeah.
I've got a cardboard we'll review games.
And once you guys want to keep contributing, that's fine. But we'll let you know when we've reached goal.
Exactly. You know, believe it or not.
Just
we're
like
not,
when the Harbour Bridge was paid off, we will let you know. Don't you worry about it.
The camera goal or the hookers and blow goal?
They're the same thing.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, as you all know, we discussed at the start, we're part of the Geek Actually Podcast Network. We will also be going out on Saturday morning.
Sorry to interrupt. Just to let Mayo, the 40-ounce lot of Mayo know, it will not be spent on hookers and blow. It will be spent on a camera.
Yes.
Which will then be used to film hookers and blow.
God. But anyway, moving on from that.
Like, we have just said my FPOS card doesn't work anymore because I don't have anything in my account. It reminds me of an old joke I saw once, which a woman goes up the counter and says, I can't be out of money. I still have checks left.
All right. Well, listen, the show on Saturday goes out at 12 o'clock p.m. So that's lunchtime. Australian time, feel free to tune in and check us out live. We will be doing that one live as well, same as this show, which goes out live every Monday at 8 p.m. Australian time-ish. Those are both ish times up on the screen right now.
Flammarion was asking what show. I think we'll be talking about the Geek Actually TV and Awesome Movie Show, which has just popped up on screen, which features non-Beardy McBeardison, myself and Josh, every Saturday at 12 p.m.
Yes.
That's the one that's been going for a really long time.
Really long time. Yes.
Somebody saying new show? No, not new.
Okay, feedback. If anybody wants to drop us feedback, there is two main ways to get us feedback. Number one is at the actual website. We have an email set up just for this exact task, which is platforms@geekactually.com. Feel free to drop us any information if you want. If you want to give us suggestions for changes you'd like to see in the show or maybe something that you liked or didn't like about the show, that's cool. The other thing that I wanted to state, of course, was if you guys haven't already done it, I'm sure pretty much everyone in this chat room at least has, but please, if you listen to this for the first time, go to facebook.com/platformslive. Yes, platforms live. That is our fan site. Jump on there, sign up. We love as many people as we possibly can. The other reason to sign up for that is any news that we have about the show or news that comes up during the week that's too early for the actual show itself, we will put up on there. And, of course, feel free to drop your own information up there. We've been getting a lot of support from that lately, from people just dropping up either interesting information or personal things. Try to keep it about the website-based stuff. It is a games-based thing, so the more of that we can, the better. But I'm not saying don't put anything
or hot chicks.
Or hot chicks, apparently.
Hot chicks go hand in hand with gaming.
Yeah. And, of course, as always, and only once this time, I am going to say, if you guys have iTunes, jump on iTunes. It's literally a matter of clicking on the search bar, typing platforms, and it will pop up and just rate us. We just need ratings. 5 stars if you think we're worth it.
Which we are.
Which I'm just always going to be, you know, good about that. We have to give people their opinions. We deserve 5.
We tell people their opinions.
Right.
That's why they listen to us. They don't know what their opinion is until we tell them.
Okay. Well, Dottore is saying no.
And we can tell them twice.
Yeah.
And give them a pair of Irish sunglasses.
Bolginator says he's giving you 5 thumbs up because he doesn't do the star thing.
Why not? Anyway, listen.
I don't want a thumb anywhere, man. Seriously.
So, yeah, jump on there. Give us a rating. If you've got time, type in a few words about the show. It would be great to hear anything from you guys. But that's it, because I've been promising that I will only do that once. So we're out. I've pretty much finished everything I've got to say. Dave, are you finished?
I am done.
You're done. Nathan, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's
pleasure.
Been awesome fun.
Also, everyone else, hang around. We'll probably do a little bit of an after show. I don't think we'll do a massive one this week, but if you want to type a little something into the chat room,
a little something.
A little hey-o or whatever, we'll hang around for a little. It's where it gets messy and less structured than it is already. And I will say the usual Seacrest out for us to finish the show. So, Seacrest out.